Proclamation number 3493 of 20th of July, 1945. Turn. God's intervention. The fact that a turnaround will occur in a short time is my will, which is decisive in the entire universe. My plan has been determined since eternity, for I have known since eternity about the spiritual state of the people of this earth in the last days before the end. And my plan is now inexorably unfolding, which is considered in all wisdom and guided by my love. I foresaw humanity's complete decline. I saw it striving away from me and its instinctive menace towards my adversary. And therefore I put an end to humanity, which fully consciously wants to distance itself from me and turn towards my adversary. And now the time has come, and my love takes the last resort to point people to the end, to still pull them back in the last hour from the abyss towards which they are striving. I try to win them over through love and suffering. I gently admonish them, and where these gentle admonitions are of no avail, I try to influence people through suffering, because they last me and I want to prevent their complete downfall. Yet there is little success to be recorded, and time is approaching its final end. And thus a redemption period comes to an end, the conclusion of which signifies a complete dissolution of that which is visible to the human eye. A passing away of the earth in its outer form and of all living beings on the earth's surface. But before that, I once again point to the lost event by allowing local changes to take place on a large scale in order to make the last end visible to people, and I grant them another time of grace which they can use for change if they allow themselves to be impressed by that event which is to clearly prove my might to them. I want to reveal myself to people once more, admittedly in the most painful way, yet only such a means can still be successful. I want to show people that they are not only exposed to human will, which has a destructive and devastating effect, but that they have to fear the will of a higher power which no one can stop. Through this I want to direct their mind to this higher power so that they will enter into contact with it through prayer. I want them to call upon me in adversity in order to make my presence perceptible to them through my help, in order to persuade them to believe in me. If this last resort fails, there will be no more salvation for people's souls on this earth, and they will inevitably have to take the path through creation again, from which my love would like to protect them. And thus this last resort, although it appears cruel, is a work of my love and mercy which, however, will only be recognized as such by a few. I have to plunge humanity into greater suffering, because the suffering before does not bring about a change of will. I have to burden them further. I have to let them get into living conditions which hardly seem bearable, in order to induce them to call upon the one who can and wants to help them carry them, but who also wants to be acknowledged in order to approach people with help. And therefore know that I will express myself powerfully and mightily, know that nothing can stop my intervention anymore, for only the will of people turned towards me is able to do so, but this will is further away from me than ever. And because my adversary seeks to increase his power and finds no resistance from people, I will obviously show myself and speak from above with a brazen voice, so that it will not be difficult for anyone who is willing to recognize me. And whoever calls upon me will be helped in spiritual as well as physical adversity. Amen.